trying to remember the way things were happening then. Can you remember when you first heard that there might be a problem at 3111?
Yes. It was in here at work, I guess. Mm-hmm. Was the first I had heard about it.
Do you remember who you were talking to or who informed you?
My niece works in the office, and she and I were talking about it at first.
Are you willing to tell us what you were talking about?
Gee, I don't remember. I really don't remember because, like I said, I had just started to work here, and of course I was just learning some of the things in the office, and I was hired to work on Board of Election with the absentee ballots, and of course was brought back over to the commissioner's office because of the emergency.
No, I see. So you hadn't even gotten settled into one job.
No,
you were,
I really hadn't.
Another job. Right,
right
away affected your job.
Right.
When you first heard about it, did you feel it was serious or?
No, I really didn't. I really wasn't that concerned at first.
Did that change?
Yes, I got quite concerned. I have a new granddaughter, which at that time was, only about 8 months old, I guess. And I was concerned for her.
Mm-hmm. Where is she living?
They live in Carlisle.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What do you think? You say it's the relationship with the grandchild. You're mm-hmm. concerned particularly about the child. Mm-hmm. What made you concerned? What do you think made you feel that it was more serious than it had seemed at the beginning?
Well, I think the things that you heard mostly was that it did affect the children. That really, a person at my age, it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wasn't too serious, but for the children.
Where were you hearing this?
Just
you follow me? Did you look for more information?
Just from what I had heard in the paper and on the TV.
Okay, you were watching the
yes,
television.
Uh-huh.
Were you listening to the radio?
Yes.
So you were following it fairly closely.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that you were paying more attention to media than you usually do?
Yes, definitely.
Definitely.
Yes.
How did you think they handled that?
Well, I didn't think they were telling us everything that was going on. I didn't think we were hearing everything.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I think this happens with a lot of things. You don't really know everything that's behind it.
Why do you think they would not be telling us everything?
Because of the panic.
You think they were worried about what?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Do you think they should have told us?
I don't know. Because as it happened, so many people did panic. And, well, with the leaving, I think a lot of people left the area much before they would have really needed to.
Okay. Did you think about leaving the area?
I didn't at first, but then, like I said, my son was at college, and then he called, and he thought that I should go with my daughter because they were considering leaving
mm-hmm.
because of the baby.
Mm-hmm.
But so
you thought about leaving?
Yeah.
Did you make any plans to do
no.
that?
No, we didn't.
Do you know where you would have gone?
No. We didn't make any definite plans. However, we had the papers here at work telling us the areas that we should go to.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess if it would have come that we would have had to go, we would have gone where...
Where the plans were set
right.
for you to go.
Because we had no definite plans. We had relatives in Ohio, which called, of course, and told us to come there, yes. I think the people from the outlying areas were more concerned, really, sometimes than the people right here. They were getting more stories, and I think their stories were more exaggerated in the different areas.
So you think the national media was something different than the local?
Right.
And do you feel they were more inaccurate, or...?
I think they were more inaccurate, yes.
Mm-hmm. How would you feel about people who did leave the area?
I really didn't think it was that necessary. I thought they left before they should have, other than the people that were right there that they told to leave.
Mm-hmm.
But I think people really panicked before they should have.
You did have a sense that you would get the family together before you left, if
right.
you were going to leave.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about... we've talked about media handling the situation. We've made some distinctions between national and local sorts of things. How do you think about government? How do you think they handle this? And there you might want to think in different levels. You're working at one level, of course, you're brand new at it. And then there's the national government who were involved and so forth. Do you have any feeling about their
I thought it was handled pretty well.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm. Is there anybody who you thought was more trustworthy in terms of information than other people?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. We thought that so many people were saying that it was worse than what they thought it was. But then I thought with the president coming here, I felt that it wasn't quite as serious as they certainly would not have brought the president here.
So that sort of reassured you?
Yes, it really did. Because
mm-hmm.
I don't think he would have come here if there would have been an immediate danger.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was pretty nice that he came.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What about Metropolitan Medicine?
Well, I don't know. I don't think we were told all that we should have been told at times.
Mm-hmm. Why would they not tell us?
I don't know why they didn't. I've wondered about it different times.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't know.
Do you think that the people in charge over there were in control of the situation?
I think they were.
Basically?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Are they in control now?
Well, you don't hear too much about it anymore. I hope they are.
Did you change any of your ordinary routines?
No.
What sort of work were you doing here during the war?
Mostly just answering phones.
Do you have anything to observe there? What sorts of calls were you getting?
Well, gee, I haven't really thought too much about this. It seems like it's been quite a long time.
Well, yes, yeah.
Yeah. We were giving news releases and things, too. That's mainly what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
When they would come up with the news releases from downstairs, we were calling the different radio stations.
And giving them the releases.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Did you have at any time any pictures in your mind that was happening to you?
No, I had no idea.
Anything about what might happen?
Well, I figured if this gas and everything escaped, I really figured it would just wipe us out. Really, I didn't think we'd have much chance to get away.
So you felt that if it did happen, it was a real threat.
Right.
Is that the worst that could happen? How do you think that would have affected the community and so forth?
What do you mean?
Well, if the worst had happened over there, what do you think would have happened to people?
We just wouldn't be here anymore.
And
it would have wiped everything out, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm. Did you imagine?
I really have no idea how large an area.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any sense of the effects of radiation on life and so forth?
No, I really don't. I don't really know that much about radiation.
Mm-hmm. Do you think anything that actually happened over there affected your health?
I don't think so.
Okay. Do you have any concern about food or milk in the area?
No.
Did you think about God during the incident?
Yeah. I think you always do in an emergency.
Mm-hmm. Did you pray?
Yes.
Are you willing to tell me what you prayed for?
Well, I think you just more or less pray for guidance for the people who are working with the
mm-hmm.
problem.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, God's will, that's about all there is,
mm-hmm.
whatever He has in mind for us.
Mm-hmm. Did you go to a religious service during the event?
Not other than just regular church service.
Was there anything mentioned here?
Oh, yes.
Are you willing to share that with us?
The minister prayed quite a bit about it. Of course, the congregation was a lot less because people had
it was
a lot
small,
of, right?
Mm-hmm.
People had left the area. And
would this be over in Enola?
Yes, in Enola.
Of course, you're closer to Enola than here.
Yeah.
About the same?
No, I think it's about 12, 13 miles.
Mm-hmm. We were talking about the. I think we were talking about the fact that you had been to church and that attendance was down and so forth. Did you? consider that God was in any way instructing mankind in this situation?
Oh, I think you often think this way when anything happens, but I don't know. I really don't think he was.
Mm-hmm. You went to... go ahead.
I don't know what I was going to say now.
You said you attended a religious service, that it was smaller. Did you feel better after you'd done so?
I mean,
did
it?
Okay. Can you say why? Do you think that placed it in perspective and how?
Well, I think once you go to church, it always kind of makes you feel better afterwards. And I don't know, with the minister's prayers and everything, it just... Mm-hmm. Just made you feel better.
Mm-hmm. Did you? Does your faith have any notion about the rightness or wrongness of our relation to technology? About whether or not we should be doing something with a technology?
No.
Do you think religious persons or institutions should take public stands on such issues?
Well, I guess they should, because they're concerned about the people involved,
mm-hmm.
and I think they should, yes.
Do you feel there's any position that you take at this point?
Oh, I don't know what they could really do.
Mm-hmm. I guess I'm really sort of addressing a question that comes up somewhat later in the questionnaire. Do you have an opinion about nuclear power now? Has this incident done anything in that respect? Has it affected you in any way there?
Not really. I don't know that much about it, so I just really don't think too much about it.
Did you know that there was a reactor at 3 Mile Island before this?
Yes, I did. My brother worked down there.
He's
an electrician. And I really did, but I just never thought too much about it.
Mm-hmm. Do you know how far away it is from us?
No.
Did you have any daydreams at any time that you remember?
No.
Did you have any sleeping dreams?
No.
Was your sleep disturbed in any way?
I don't think so.
Okay. Did you observe changes in people around you?
Some people were very upset over it. I think it was mostly people concerned though about children.
Mm-hmm.
Who had younger people or younger children around.
Mm-hmm.
It was all you heard, no matter where you went. Everyone was talking about it.
Do you think it changed in any way?
Oh, it may have some. People have a way of getting upset in an emergency and then forgetting it soon afterwards, it seems.
Mm-hmm.
I get a lot of people have lasting thoughts of it.
Did it change you in any lasting way?
I don't think so.
Okay. Did you hear any jokes or such things about 3 Mile Island or about radiation?
I don't think jokes, no. I had a lot of things on t-shirts. Every place you went and seen, I think the t-shirt business boomed there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think I really heard any jokes.
Wasn't any joking
around? I
think
it was more of a serious thing, really.
Mm-hmm. So people were not joking about it?
No.
Is there anything else that you'd like to tell me about all this? What have I missed?
Gee, I don't know. I think a lot of people really... I heard a lot of people say they got tired of hearing about it.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed, and you still do, as soon as you mention it, say, oh, I'm just tired of hearing it.
Mm-hmm.
And yet I guess it's something you really should be more concerned about than...
Why
you shouldn't
that?
Be tired of it. You should be concerned. That? Well, I guess it could happen again.
Okay.
It could be a lot more serious the next time.
Mm-hmm. Should we make it safer? I mean, is there...
Well, I think it should be made safer, yes. But I don't know how, because we really know nothing about it.
Sure. Is there anything else you'd like to tell?
No, I don't think so.